Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny and we'll have a high in the low 40s. Kenosha right now, 31 degrees. It's 30 in Burlington, Milwaukee 33, 31 in Racine. It's been months since Lynn Rickard left her home in the Kansasville area and disappeared. The search went on, nothing was found, but the effort to find her continued. Now it's going to resume again, the searching. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Several large-scale searches were conducted after Rickard left her home early in the morning, June 25th, and vanished. Those searches included the area near her home and in Kenosha County. Multiple fire and emergency medical resources throughout the region assisted, along with Wisconsin Emergency Management, the Civil Air Patrol, Wisconsin State Patrol, and Flight for Life, along with many volunteers. In a statement, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said at this time of the year, foliage is reduced, crops have been cultivated, and so visibility is greater. He said his office remains committed to bringing closure to Lynn Rickard's family. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
It was a few days early, but the Village of Pleasant Prairie held its 10th annual Veterans Day ceremony next to the pavilion at Prairie Springs Park. Village President John Steinbrink, noting the history of Veterans Day goes way back to the end of World War I, close to 100 years ago, said, "We are reminded of our solemn obligation to serve our veterans as well as they have and continue to serve us."
Integrity, courage, and discipline are in short supply in civil society, and veterans do a lot to bring these values to their communities, schools, and employers in their roles as private citizens. We, as their friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, must ensure that veterans feel their service to our country is appreciated.
Chaplain Stephen Thompson made reference to Corporal Donald Bauer's remains coming back to Racine this week after being identified just 4 months ago from his service in the Korean War.
Let's remember the uncounted, which you call missing in action. Those are held or presently being held as prisoner of war. Let us remember Corporal Donald Laverne Barr and his family who died during the Korean War, and now his remains have been identified and returned to Racine and will be buried this week.
VFW Post 7308, recognized by the village for being named Wisconsin's All-State Team VFW Post for the seventh straight year. At the start of tonight's Kenosha City Council meeting and ahead of Veterans Day ceremonies this week all around the community, two veterans of the Korean War are going to be recognized. Chester Hawes and Berger Rasmussen, chosen by the city's Hometown Heroes Commission, which identifies men and women from Kenosha who served or are currently serving. Hawes was in the Army from 1951 through 54. Rasmussen also in the Army for about 18 months, beginning in late 1951. Well, with the work going on even as the ceremony was underway, a ribbon cutting was taking place yesterday afternoon in Racine at the James A. Peterson Veterans Village, the tiny houses facility for homeless vets on the north side. Jeff Gustin, the man behind the project, said he was thrilled the village is finally opening up, but said it is still a sad time.
Veteran and homeless, I don't understand why it's in the same sentence. And with your help and support, we're going to try to eliminate that here in southeastern Wisconsin. Hopefully it'll catch on, and we can eliminate that nationwide.
State Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Daniel Zimmerman noting much of the work done for veterans accomplished by volunteers, not the government.
Sure, we're making it easier. I've heard some of the stories about how we actually got to this point. But this is the people, this is the community, this is people of interest taking charge and making something happen. And that's a beautiful thing. That's how this nation was built. This is how our communities were built.
5 of the 15 tiny houses have been completed. Finishing work is underway on 10 more. In addition to the houses, veterans in the village also receiving counseling and other services to help them transition into permanent housing. About 70% of the single men and women staying at Kenosha's primary homeless shelter have full or part-time jobs, which is a statistic called remarkable by the shelter's director, Lynn Beese Carroll. Says having the working poor making up the majority of the shelter's residents in the non-family side of the program is part of a trend that began when the center moved into the new quarters on 39th Avenue 2 months ago, ending the INS program, as it was known, the system of housing the homeless in church basements at night.
We have second and third shift people working and a place for them to sleep, which we've never had before. So it allows people to really get into the work system a little bit better, and therefore they're staying longer. We have the showers and the laundry facility, so it makes for a more accommodating beginning spot.
She says the Shalom Center is, on average, at about 80% capacity. Racine Unified School Board's got a work session coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Among the items on the agenda for discussion, the demolition of the former Olympia Brown and Wind Point Elementary schools, as well as expansion of the Montessori program. The Caledonia Village Board will hold its regular business meeting at 7 tonight. Aside from 12 resolutions on various issues, the big item of interest, who's going to get chosen to be village president until the April 2019 election? Trustee Jim Dobbs or Kevin Wongard replacing Bob Bradley, who is stepping down tonight? A dispute between Racine and Sturtevant over who's going to pay for municipal bus service to the iMet Technology Center in the village. Well, it had to be renewed talk about the pros and cons of regional transportation authorities. State law right now prohibits regions from forming their own authorities with taxing power to coordinate and fund transportation services. An unsuccessful effort to reverse that prohibition made during debate on the Foxconn incentives package. The recent bus service dispute and some comments from State Administration Secretary Scott Neitzel about the importance of transit, leading Democratic Representative Peter Barker from Kenosha to suggest, that is, a renewed debate on this particular issue.
I think the first thing that has to happen is local elected officials need to figure out how to work together with the existing structure before we create a whole new bureaucracy with taxing authority and unelected, unaccountable representatives.
Meanwhile, Representative Robin Voss suggesting that the Racine eliminate some of its less popular bus routes. Kenosha's Board of Parks Commissioners got a special meeting coming up before tonight's Common Council meeting to consider the location for an ice skating rink and to memorialize a German Shepherd. Nearly $78,000 recently transferred from the contingency fund over to the parks budget to purchase an ice rink with a cooling system. The only question is, where do you put it? Recommendation is to be considered this evening, Veterans Park, east of the municipal building. As for the dog, well, the commission's going to be considering a request from Bill Burling. He wants to donate funds to buy and install a trash receptacle in Kennedy Park as a memorial to his German Shepherd, Titan. In a letter to the commission, Burling said that he and Titan enjoyed their daily walks in the park for nearly 13 years. They picked up trash and they made friends along the way. Staff has recommended that donation be accepted for tonight's council meeting. It's coming up at 7 tonight, the Parks Commission meeting at 6:45. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.